Chillicothe's Blue Ridge Farm offers opportunities for people with disabilities, and they're planning to grow.
I just think this is way bigger than what you're imagining. I just was sharing what just made my heart light up.
That's Chillicothe Economic Development Director Amanda Beatles. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck.
Support for On Deck on WCBU and WCBU.org comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.
Today is Thursday, April 15th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Healthcare professionals are telling people not to lose faith in COVID-19 vaccines following this week's pausing of the Johnson & Johnson single-dose option. Joe Deacon reports.
Sandy Salverson is Vice President of Pharmacy Operations for Peoria-based OSF Healthcare. She says people should continue with getting the other COVID-19 vaccines while the J&J product is on hold.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is still our hope for getting out of the pandemic. It offers, you know, a great way to prevent the spread of disease as well as the transmission between one another. And so it's not enough of a reason to give up hope on any of the vaccines.
Salverson says pausing the J&J vaccine doesn't mean the single dose shot isn't working.
People that have previously gotten vaccinated with J&J should still expect that to be effective for them. We are taking some caution to make sure that this rare event, which is right now, we know, 6 cases out of 6 million doses administered, is continued to be safe as we go forward.
Salverson admits the decision to pause the vaccine is an unusual step.
It's not something that we do regularly. You see it more as drugs are being investigated rather than something that's on the market. But given, you know, that we have this emergency use authorization, it seems reasonable. And they're really being cautious to make sure that, again, we're ensuring public safety.
Salverson says more guidance related to the J&J vaccine should come in the next few days. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Tri-County area continues to perform well with COVID-19 vaccinations. The latest figures from the Illinois Department of Public Health show Peoria, Tazewell, and Woodford counties collectively added more than 3,800 shots in the past day. The region's combined figure of 26.12% of the population fully dosed is higher than 81 of the state's 102 counties. And Rita Ali now leads Jim Montelongo by 39 votes in the still-contested race to become Peoria's next mayor. The Peoria County Election Commission released its latest tabulation of mail-in ballots Wednesday. The final count is set for April 20th, with election certification scheduled for the 21st. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Chillicothe's Blue Ridge Farm has provided opportunities for people with disabilities for 20 years. Now they're expanding into retail. Mike Rendell brings us the story.
After a meeting with Chillicothe Economic Development Director Amanda Beatles, Laura and Jim Sniff uncovered the next step in their 20-year journey. The Sniffs purchased the land that would become Blue Ridge Community Farm in March 2001, and they were looking for a way to grow the place that had already given their son Jimmy, who has autism, a place to live, work, and play without judgment. Laura and Jim shared their desire to sell products made by disabled people around the country, and Beatles presented them with what she saw as a prime opportunity for growth, Picket Fence Floral, Gift, and Garden Center.
I said, I just think this is way bigger than what you're imagining. I just was sharing what just made my heart light up. They caught on to that, and they just have been full steam ahead since.
When the sale is finalized in June, the Sniffs can turn their attention to their next step, establishing a campus in Chillicothe for people with disabilities, something Laura says is an opportunity they can't pass up.
We have this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to actually build a safe campus for adults. Between the farm and between Picket Fence, we can offer so many different opportunities that aren't like fast food or janitorial or just different options.
In 2001, when they purchased the 245-acre farm, Jim initially envisioned the land to be a great place to retire. But when one of Jimmy's teachers asked to bring his class out for a field trip, Jim says their plans began to change. So, in 2009, they decided to relocate from Dunlap to live on the farm full-time. Currently, the farm is home to alpacas, chickens, donkeys, a horse, and golden retrievers. Over 4 miles of roads and trails wind their way through the property, as does a creek and a portion of the Santa Fe Railway. Multiple campsites feature fire pits and benches constructed by Eagle Scouts and Caterpillar volunteers, and some are complete with outhouses built with repurposed barnwood. Towering trees create a natural amphitheater on a westward-facing hill for concerts and weddings, and large hoop houses provide space for their burgeoning garden program. Field trips include arts and crafts, music therapy, and lessons on taking care of animals, and to top it off, they are completely free. The Sniffs have never written themselves a paycheck from Blue Ridge, and Laura says their goal is to continue upcycling materials on the farm and putting all funds back into the program to continue its development.
It's really important to us to be self-sustaining and to use the ground to support our programs and services, and so that's another reason why the purchase of Picket Fence, the business in town, is so important, because that will help fund our nonprofit for years and years and years to come.
Often when people with disabilities age out of the public school system at 22, parents are left without options for what to do next. Providing hope for those parents is another driving force for the Sniffs. Jim says the self-sustaining financial plan allows Blue Ridge to be consistent in their program offerings, giving parents of other disabled children comfort in knowing that they will always be available.
It's very troubling to see the worry and the anxiety on the faces of the parents involved. And if we can somehow make their lives a little bit better and their children's lives by doing this, that's why we're here.
When all is said and done, Laura says that the people they are able to help is what keeps them pushing toward further expansion.
Well, every day when I look at our son, and when we meet his friends and their families, that's all the motivation that we need to keep going, because they're amazing people. It's such a privilege to be able to do this.
With a multifaceted operation that allows for employment and entrepreneurial opportunities, the Sniffs hope Blue Ridge can make space for people with disabilities to build and live out journeys of their own. I'm Mike Rundle.
To hear more about Chillicothe's Blue Ridge Farm expanding into retail, head to WCBU.org. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.